The country's second biggest party, the Social Democratic Party, has started its annual three-day national convention. For the first time in 9 years, it meets as an opposition party following the right-of-center Civic Democrats' general election victory last year. Besides the election of a new leadership, the Social Democrats have many other topics on the agenda, including the party's modernization plans and next year's presidential election. Delegates may also discuss a lawsuit the party is facing for failing to pay close to 20 billion crowns in unpaid fees. Dieter Asiedu spoke to political commentator Vladimira Dvořáková about the party's future.
Social Democratic Party didn't get a very good image. There were a lot of internal conflicts. There were a lot of scandals that were connected with some investigations or accusations dealing with corruption. But mainly, I think that there is no really understanding what is the program of social democrats in this new world, in the processes of globalization. There is necessary to find a new approach, and with the reforms, so the public financing and pension reform, healthcare reform, the social tension will grow in the future. It's quite clear. So the social democrats have to search for modern answer on these questions, and also how to get new supporters, new activists, because sometimes it looks like it's a party of the retired people.
A serious problem that the party is facing is the fact that it is being sued for almost 20 billion crowns and in the worst case could even face bankruptcy. Could these plans of changing the face of the party be part of a bigger plan to form an entirely new party altogether?
Well, I don't believe that it's a possibility to form a new party. But, you know, the question of bankruptcy is a problem. That's a very bad situation for social democrats because the financial situation can be very bad and it's very difficult to do any campaigns and to do any activity without having money.
Presidential elections will be held next year and current head of state Václav Klaus will most probably run for another term. Now the Social Democrats are hoping to put forward their own candidate and Jiří Paroubek is even taking the radical step to propose that party MPs and senators are prohibited from giving Mr. Klaus their vote. You do not sound too impressed. I can hear you sighing there.
It's a little bit funny because the Social Democrats very often are taking these resolutions. They are prohibiting to do something and then nothing can happen because it's really on the MPs and senators how they would vote because it's secret vote. But question, if Social Democrats would decide for their own candidate who would be very social democratic, I think they do not have chance to get the support. But if they will do something as a broader coalition with a personality that would be acceptable for more political parties, someone who will be more pro-European Union, this is the factor that I think Václav Klaus is complicated his position dealing with a lot of other parties like Greens or even Christian Democrats are supposed to be a very pro-European party. So there could be chance.
What do you think about claims, some claims, that Mr. Paroubek's ways are too dictatorial?
It depends on what's the situation inside the party, whether there are possibilities for discussions or not, and to this I'm not so sure. But it's true that it was not easy situation for him because there were a lot of factions, there were a lot of animosities inside the party. So to control the party, it was necessary to be a strong leader.
Dieter Asiedu was talking to political commentator Vladimíra Dvořáková.